2019, the technology. I mean, you've been to the show many, many times before.
Right.
This is, I'm reading about some of these things. It's like Flash Gordon in the old days going into the future. I mean, what has surprised you the most so far as to what you've seen?
Well, I mean, I tend not to be surprised too much. Well, a couple of things have. But let me first talk about what's blown me away. The fold-up TV or the roll-up TV is just a gorgeous device. And if I can afford one, I didn't see a price tag, but I'm assuming it's in the $15,000 range to start with. But just beautiful. And it means that in the future, our homes will be cluttered with TVs. They'll come up when you need them and go away when you don't. So that was really nice. What really amazed me, I think, one of the things is the amount of health technology at this show. And that's what I focused my Mercury News column on, which is on LarrysWorld.com. Everything from a smart bra to a watch that will give you your blood pressure to something you wear that will tell you if your blood sugar needs, you know, if you're diabetic, and just really amazing products that are out there to what I'm wearing now, which is a couple of wrist watches, one on each wrist, that's supposed to reduce my stress. I can't prove that it's working because CES is pretty stressful, but I'm trying it out anyway. But beyond that, the CarTech. I was at the Nuance booth yesterday, and Nuance is the company that owns Dragon, the software you use to dictate to your PC, and they also are behind a lot of the call, you know, when you call an airline and you use your voice to answer questions, the Nuance is the company that does that. Now they've got, you can talk to your car. You could not just say turn on the radio or make a phone call. You could say open the door, open the window, adjust the temperature, and they even have eye tracking, so you can look at a store if you drive by it and say, what time is it open? What's its Yelp rating? So looking at your eyes, listening to your voice. And, you know, we are getting to the point where we're not going to have to touch anything. Everything's going to be controlled by voice and even by icon, even by eyes, by looking at something. That's the way you can make a selection. So, you know, it's really a pretty transformative year, I think.
I mean, it's almost eye-opening and kind of frightening at the same time, I guess, to know which way the technology is going. Like you say, we're not going to have to touch anything. Voice commands, eye commands.
Well, right, and of course, many of us already have Alexa, you know, Echoes or Google Assistants in our homes, and that's how I turn on the lights in my house. When I go to bed at night, I don't, flip a switch. I just tell the Echo. I'm afraid to say the awake word because it's going to, people in the audience are going to suddenly have their machine sucked
right,
by my voice.
Sure.
I say the awake word and turn off the lights and the lights go out. And, you know, and you can even start your car. Ford was showing how you can start your car using Google Assistant. So it's all there.
So all this stuff that you're seeing at the show now, how fast does it get to the consumer market?
Some of it's already for sale, but a lot of it will be released later in this year, and some of it will never be released. There's going to be vaporware at this show. Products that, you know, great. For example, I mentioned that blood pressure monitor from, maybe I didn't, Omron has a smartwatch which will take your blood pressure. It's finally available, but I've been seeing it for 3 years now. And, you know, they've been showing it, but now you can actually buy it. So sometimes it takes quite a while.
Yeah. How about the, we've seen a lot of videos about these doorbell videos, these Ring doorbell things out there?
Sure.
Yep. What are they like? I mean, they're basically cameras, right? On the doorbell?
Yeah, I have one in my house. In fact, here at CES, just yesterday, somebody came to my house and I greeted them and, you know, said, sorry, I can't come to the door right now. I didn't want to tell them I wasn't home. I wasn't sure they were. But I also, I had a cleaning lady come ring the doorbell and I let her in right from Las Vegas because I can not only see her and talk to her, I can unlock the door.
Because you can.
Because I can, and I love it. Although I have to tell you, the problem there is latency. Somebody will ring the doorbell, and I'll get the notice a few seconds later, and then by the time the app is all cranked up and ready to go, half the time they've gone. But usually all they're doing is dropping off a package anyway.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. Cars out there as well? New cars?
Oh, man, you name it. Mercedes has got a car that it's a concept car. I don't know what it would cost, but it's this beautiful sports car that will drive you around, self-driving sports car. Oh, that kind of defeats the purpose of a sports car if it's self-driving.
Yeah.
Yes, there are, you know, all the car makers are here. Many of them are showing off self-driving cars, and all of them are showing off assisted technology. So even if between now and the time when these cars drive themselves, they do things like the car that I drove here. I drove here in a Tesla Model 3, and it could just stay in the lane. It could exit the freeway. It could change lanes. I never had to touch. I had to touch the steering wheel because they make you. But if it weren't for the fact that they make you touch the steering wheel, I could have driven all the way from San Francisco to Las Vegas and practically never touched the steering wheel.
That's amazing. You mentioned one of the products. I have to ask you, what is a smart bra? What is a smart bra?
Well, I have to confess that I did not try it on
okay. For
obvious reasons. But what it is, it's a fitting system. So, and I'm told it's a really good, a great idea. So a woman puts on this bra, she buys it, puts it on, and it tells her exactly what size she is. And then she orders a bra from the same company. So I'm learned a lot about bras this week. Apparently, the sizing isn't consistent, but this way, they guarantee a perfect fit. And so, the last interview I did was with a female host, and she assured me that it is a really good idea.
Obviously, companies like Apple's there with new technology, new phones. I mean, do we have like a preview of a newer phone that's coming out yet that's not on the market
yet? Samsung will be coming in, making an announcement on February 20th. Apple wasn't at the show, but its technology was. Many of the TV makers announced that Apple's technology will be in their TV, so you'll be able to stream their AirPlay. You'll be able to stream video from your iPhone directly into your TV. So that was their presence, but they didn't have a booth. They don't need a booth. They can generate all the hype they need by getting people to come to them. Artificial intelligence is getting smarter and smarter, so our machines will be able to anticipate our needs and take care of our needs. We're getting a taste of that with these digital assistants, but it'll get much bigger than that, to the point where you walk in the kitchen and it will know what you want for breakfast and, you know, maybe even cook it for you. It's really machines kind of anticipating, kind of like a close friend or a pet that kind of can follow you around and know what you want.
Yeah.
I think our technology is moving in that direction. Now, I think there'll be a backlash. I think that there is already. I see it in Silicon Valley, in the sense of people wanting to back away from the technology, have a little more human interaction. So I think that we're going to have to figure out how this technology gets into our lives, but how we continue to really thrive as human beings through fellow human beings.